Well, this next story we want to cover for you comes under the heading of, are you kidding me? The state police are now questioning the reliability of breathalyzer machines used on suspected drunk drivers out on our roads. There's a St. Louis-based company that has a contract worth about $3 million a year with the state of Michigan to calibrate these data masters. They're called data master machines. They're intoximeters, if you will. They're the official determinant of how much alcohol you have in your system. The breathalyzer test is not admissible in court. These are. And they're apparently not working very well for state police. I want to talk to a defense attorney that we know by the name of Barton Morris, who's on the other end of our line, to put some perspective on all this for us. First of all, Barton, did when you heard about this, did it leave you scratching your head as well?
Well, to be quite honest, I think that I'm not so particularly surprised. I think that when you contract to another company who has an interest in the reliability of your instrument because they're the ones that made it, and they have the motivation to perhaps cover up some mistakes that they may have made, doesn't surprise me at all.
Huh. What sort of mistakes were being made here? Were they registering way too high in their readings, or too low, or what was the problem?
I don't know precisely the problem, but from what I understand at this point, these individuals are relied upon to perform calibrations and a series of simulation checks every 4 months. First, I think that they weren't done as timely as people, or at least what the records would believe. I think that perhaps they were coming late and then backdating their records in order to show that they were done timely. Secondly, when there are problems, particularly with their standards that they use in order to calibrate, when you calibrate any measurement device, you have to use a standard. I'm not certain that those standards were in the proper chemical condition in order to be able to perform those calibrations properly. Yet they will identify them as they are, because I've myself questioned this and seen discrepancies in this manner, and they've gone described. So they're doing a full investigation. Everybody is interested in what their investigation is going to detail. And it seems as though every day we're getting more information, and it's not looking good.
Do you think that we've had some people who were? I mean, we've got some tough drunk driving laws in this state, and if you're caught drunk driving, you're in a lot of trouble. And do you think we've had people who were maybe falsely charged because of faulty information here?
Oh, I think it's very, very possible. See, one thing that you have to understand is that most people believe these things are 100% accurate. There's not very many people that think that they can fight it. Even a lot of defense lawyers don't know how to fight them. So when somebody blows into this instrument and it reads any measurement above 0.08, then it's almost taken as a certainty. And people make decisions, including defense attorneys, as far as their advice to their clients. They make decisions as to how to proceed. And many people have pled guilty based solely on the results of these breath tests, because they're just taken as very reliable, and that's not always the case. There's measurement devices always have measurements of uncertainty, and this device is no different.
Yeah. Now, the breath test versus the toxicology tests that we get later, the blood tests and the like, where are those done? Take me through that.
The breath test or the blood test?
Both.
Okay. So generally, a police officer is going to have a choice to ask the person that's arrested to take a breath or blood, and they're going to ask for breath because it's easier. And the breath devices, the Datamaster DMTs, are located at the police station. So it's very easy to take the accused back to the police station and administer the test there. And there's less steps for them to have to complete. So all of those instruments are located in the individual police departments. And that's what those people were doing. The people that were contracted to maintain the instruments, they're going all over the state on a regular basis, supposedly for every 120 days or less, to maintain these instruments. A blood test is different. A blood test is going to be required to bring the accused to a qualified individual who can draw the blood. So that's going to be a nurse at a hospital, or even perhaps a paramedic from the local police station or local fire station to come out to the police station or to the hospital. So the hospital then draws the blood. You have to put them in very specific vials. There's a kit that's created by the Michigan State Police, and so you have to use one of those kits. You have to draw two vials of blood, each containing between 5 and 10 milliliters of blood, and then you put them back in the kit. You got to fill out these forms, and you send it off to the Michigan State Police Forensic Science Division, which is located in Lansing. At least that's the largest laboratory. It's in Lansing. They have a couple other ones around the state. And then they do a full analysis. They get about 50 of those kits a day, and they have to do a full analysis of those kits. So it's generally thought to be more reliable. In my opinion, they are more reliable. There's more scientific certainty with respect to those blood tests, as long as all of the rules have been followed.
Hey, final question. I know it's tough to look into a crystal ball, but are we more or less safe, in your opinion, right now, having the state police take this action and pull these machines out of the 200 some locations where they're being used?
We're better off now, because they're going to do, I hope, a comprehensive analysis and review of what has been going on with these vendors. Hopefully. Identify the exact problem, if necessary, cancel their contract and adopt a new way of doing things. And hopefully when they decide what type of manner that they're going to perform these inspections, they're going to consider defense attorneys and prosecutors, everybody that has the knowledge and the education necessary to be able to formulate a reliable manner of which to get these things done, so that we can rely upon them. I'd say 80% of DUIs rely upon breath alcohol analysis, and so they're highly used instruments, and it's really important that we do everything necessary to ensure their accuracy and reliability.
Yeah, and they're, you know what, they're the safety valve for the rest of us too, because that's the deterrent to people who want to drink and drive, you know. So hey, thanks for being with us, Barton. Good stuff, really appreciate it, and take care. We'll talk again down the road sometime.
Thanks, Frank. Bye.
Barton Morris, defense attorney here in the Detroit area, and the Michigan State Police move ahead without their current breathalyzer machines.